when we make it our desire and our life's pledge, Lord, to exalt your name forever. Let your praises always be in our mouths and in our hearts, O Lord, that we can sing and glorify you, Lord. Oh, we sing and glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shira, because it's the one when the first songs are part of the portions, and we sing the song of Moses and Miriam and the song of Deborah, and then the song of all the heavenly hosts. And as I was reading those, I was just remarking about how it is God's desire and it's his pattern that when he does wonderful things in our lives, we just break out in song, and that the song is a reflection of gratitude to him, but it's a witness and testimony to the world around us and to the powers and principalities. So as we worship together in song, let's proclaim his goodness and that he is, in fact, the Lord God of Abraham. Thank you.
Oh, I will sing.
I believe the Lord has a word for at least two people here today, that he is not glorified in your defeat. He is not glorified in your tales of defeat. He has already given you the victory. And he is glorified as you speak that reality. He is glorified as you speak that reality. He has defeated the enemy. He has defeated the enemy. Let his enemies be scattered, and let the righteous be glad. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. God has triumphed mightily.
But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on the immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. His word declares, he sings over us with rejoicing. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. So I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Us. God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. But beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them, and by this we know that he abides in us.
My soul asleep, awake, for he